from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the podcaster who, while I haven't been, I haven't been to Dundee, I just wanted to say, I like saying Dundee, and it feels nice. It's a nice word, Dundee. So I don't know, it just, I could say it more than once, and I already did. Now, if you're new, if you're confused about why is this guy saying Dundee, and you may think of somebody named Dundee, or the place Dundee, or when you're done with when someone in your life is named D, and you're done, like you're done doing something, you say Dundee, I'm Dundee. So that's Andy. You could just say it fast. But this, you may be confused because you say, I thought this was a sleep podcast. And I say, it is. Well, it's more of a friendly voice in the deep, dark night here to keep you company. Welcome to sleep with me. It is called the podcast that puts you to sleep. And we have been doing it for a while. And I'm so glad you're here. I really hope the show can help you. Like, what I could tell you is most people, when they got here, they said, what is this thing? I'm not sure I like it. So that's a pretty what is this dude talking about? And most of the time, I don't even know. But I'm really here to take your mind off stuff and keep you company so that you could fall asleep, to cut through the deep, dark night and just be your friend, or pseudo friend if you want to be, whatever. I mean, probably if you had a friend and you were joking and you had another friend named D, this could be something we joke around about, Dundee. Believe it or not, I did work with someone named D, but it was a long time ago. Or I worked in the same work area, and I would talk to D, but I didn't work in the same work area, different departments. I mean, isn't that the story of all our lives? That's just so funny, because I mean, but I don't know why I'm laughing at that, because it was just so inane. Talk about, is that what pithy is? You say, that's not even pithy. So, okay, so I'm glad you're here. That's the truth. And I really hope this show can help. Give it a few tries if you've never been here before. What to expect. Coming up, we got the support. That's how you get to listen for free to this ad-supported version of the show. Then there's a long meandering intro separate from the support. The intro is meant to ease you into bedtime. If you discover as a long-term listener, or like even after listening a few times, you want to listen in different ways, I'll explain that later on. But for most people, the intro is part of their wind down. Then there's support. Then there'll be a bedtime story. And so that'll be exciting, interactive adventure. I don't think it's binaural. I know it's not binaural, but it could have been. If you've ever wanted to go on an interactive experience, immersive, it's like an immersive adventure to, it's fun. So maybe it'll put you to sleep too. There'll be even touching a brick wall involved. So that's the kind of stuff you put on a sleep podcast. So I'm glad you're here. See how it goes. That's what we got coming up. And it's good to see you. And if you're a regular listener, what's up? Welcome back, right? Dundee, am I right or what? I'm wrong? Oh, okay. I could be wrong about Dundee. Almost finished, D. Not done. It's a process, D. I'll never be Dundee because it's a process. There you go. That's the truth about it all. So thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple ways we're able to do this for you free twice a week. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to this show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? How much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up. So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show. If it was missing from my life, I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, like I do need, like we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now if the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. SleepWithMePodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for SleepWithMePodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. I just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix Sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach. I sleep on my side. I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. This is the most important part of the podcast. I need you to hear if you're listening to this ad-supported version of the show, because we do rely on listeners supporting our sponsors. All our sponsors are direct response, meaning they base their support on listeners who support them. And that is why this Sleepy Supporter Zone exists, so I can keep the podcast coming out, everybody, whenever you want it. So I want to thank Susie, who got some new insurance and went to ZocDoc.com/sleep and found every provider Susie needed. Susie used ZocDoc for and let me know about it. Used our link, a free service, by the way. So if you use ZocDoc or use any of our sponsors, be like Susie and let me know about it so I can thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Just check out our sponsors at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors and use the form on that site. Thank you, Susie. Could not do it without about you. Thanks, Susie. That's the first part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is getting the support you need. There's links to resources in the show notes. You can use those links right now, including international resources. It's also about being a part of positive change, not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying stop AAPI hate, not just saying support Ukraine, not just saying things, but learning more, taking action. There's links where you could do that in the show notes, or, I mean, you could go out there in the world and engage the world however you want for positive change, or you could join us. Right now, we're supporting the Trevor Project, the Midnight Mission, and Hand in Hand. You could join us in supporting those organizations, or you could take action in your own, wherever you want, be a part of positive change. Let me know about it, or, you know, share it on social media, how you're engaging positively with the world or your communities that you're a part of. So thank you, everybody that participates in that. And that's it. Mr. Bard, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
And edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer.
Runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna, like Banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget, the most comfortable way to listen to Sleep With Me is sleep phones. You could get them with the $5 off. Go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones. Use Sleep With Me at checkout. And you could get those Sleep With Me branded versions with different sayings from the show. And now what do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. Did I say that twice in a row? My brain may have skipped there. Do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is try to create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts, you know, things you're thinking about on your mind, thoughts about the past, the present, the future, you know, thinking thoughts, preparing thoughts. Thoughts, thinking, holy moly, right? And I never looked up the definition or the etymology of holy moly before. It's spelled with an E, though, which is interesting. I think it's just a saying. I guess maybe I'll have to look it up now. But it could be thoughts. It could be feelings, physical sensations. Physical sensations, changes in time, temperature, routine. You could be going through something. You could have something coming up. You could be traveling or visiting. You could work a different shift. Whatever it is, the reason I kind of run through a few different things is because, one, I've heard from so many different people going through so many different things. Or, like, recently I've heard from a few different people who graduated from listening to the podcast, which some people do. Some people never listen again. They just are dealing with something. But some people, like, they listen, you know, as they're getting ready for, like, their SAT. Then they listen as they're going through, like, their... whatever that thing is where you write up a bunch of stuff, like to get your degree. I don't know why it's dissertation. Then maybe your first job, your first, you know, like, so whatever. But, and then people listen for a long time. Got a large portion of people have been listening since nearly the start of the show and the start of the show. So you could just kind of see how it goes. But the reason I run through that stuff is like, what I've discovered over the years is that, for me, it's not easy not being able to sleep, and comes with a lot of feelings and physical sensations. And like not just thoughts, you know what I mean? Like it's lonely or frustrating are two of the strong feelings. And we could leave it at that, but you may be feeling something different. Maybe you're going through something I've never been through before, but I can at least probably relate to how it feels. But here's the best thing. Even if I can't relate to how it feels, you say, Scoots, you never seen anything like this, been through something like this. And I had a friend on the phone the other day, unrelated to the podcast, that was telling me, hey, like, I don't know if you can relate to this, how it feels. And I said, okay, well, just tell me about it. Maybe I can't relate to it, but I can listen. Well, here's the nice thing about the podcast is that there's somebody out there who probably has been through something similar, and they're listening right now and sitting up. And just like my friend, even if they can't, there's enough people listening right now that care because they've been through their own journey with sleep, that they're saying the same thing I got to say to them, like, well, you know, it doesn't make it any less hard. Maybe makes it harder that people can't relate to that. And I'm sorry, I'm here for you. And I'm here for you in the best way I can be, which is just rambling and going on and on and on and trying to be silly and somewhat fun. And we're going to have some nice fun silliness coming up. But that's why I make the show, because I know how it feels. And I truly believe you deserve a bedtime where you could get some rest, the sleep you need so that your life is more manageable and that you could be out there flourishing. Like, it gives me purpose. So that's why I make the show. And that's the most important thing I'll say tonight for a long time. You deserve a good night's sleep. Now, the show is very different. So what happens is I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and superfluous tangents, which means I go off topic, I get mixed up, then I forget what I was talking about. And then I say, what was I talking about? And that's all part of the mess of the show. It's always never getting started. Yeah, so that's I'm trying to think. I got mixed up, but ran out of gas there. Because part of me is like, don't forget to talk about holy moly. I said, okay, but I got to explain what the podcast is first. Let me type it in. Holy moly etymology. Oh, there we go. Okay, at least someone else has searched for it before in history. Okay, so here's a couple things to know if you're new. One, as I said earlier, most people don't like this show at all when they first get here. They're confused. They're frustrated. You came doubtful and, you know, having trouble getting to sleep. So why wouldn't you be skeptical? So all I can tell you is give it a few tries and just see how it goes. This podcast kind of works when you didn't even realize it was working. But if you're waiting for it to get started and get relaxing and stuff, it could be frustrating. So kind of just kick back and barely listen to me. Most people, it takes two or three tries. So part of it is that this is a podcast you don't really listen to. You just kind of listen. You could listen and you can listen, but it's like a nice soothing noise in the other room or having a friend talk to you, but you're not paying attention to them. But they're there, you know, to tell you a story that you don't, you know, just like kind of like a kid's bedtime story. But I guess the difference between kids and adults is like the adult thing is like, you just talk, you don't like with a kid, it's like, it's a different journey. Like the adult bedtime story, I believe is supposed to kind of follow. You're not trying to figure it out. Kids are always trying to figure, maybe they are smarter than us, I guess. They're always like, why was it once upon a time? It never happened twice. And you see, can you just settle down? I'm here to tell you a story. Like once upon a time. Well, does this mean you're not going to tell this story again? If it only happened once, why did everybody remember it? You see, okay, can you do you need me to look up and read you the holy moly Wikipedia entry, Junior? Sounds boring. No. Can you get back to the story? Well, that's what I was trying. Once upon a time, there was a word named holy moly. It was, according to this, an exclamation of surprise. Probably dates back to 1892. A minced oath. It used to be holy Moses, which you couldn't say, apparently. And, wow, Captain Marvel may have been the one. That's it. That's the entry. That's it. Really, it's a short one. Captain Marvel may have said it. Alteration of Holy Moses by Captain Marvel. So that's interesting. Also very, you say, who's Captain Marvel? Well, there's a bunch of movies about that. I can't, it's a bedtime. How'd I get sidetracked by Junior? Are you the same Junior from Duolingo? Because you look a lot like, oh, you are. Well, how'd I get you in here? I mean, I spend a lot of time. I do feel like you're part of my family. Am I your favorite? I have to move on, actually, Junior. I can't answer those kind of questions right now. Because I'm responsible to all the members of the Duolingo family. This is not a sponsored mention either. But I am about to hit 1,300-day streak. So it's a lot of time with you, Junior. Okay, so anyway, what was I talking about? Don't really listen to me. Oh, this is also a podcast that doesn't put you to sleep. You probably already figured that out. I'm just here to keep you company while you fall asleep. There's no pressure to fall asleep. And that means a lot to people. That's why I point it out every time. Because I'm here, whether you could fall awake or sleep, I'm here to the very end is what I'm trying to say. And there's episode after episode after episode if you need them. So that you don't have to worry. If you can't sleep, I'm going to be here telling you a story. If you fall asleep, I'm going to be here telling you a story. If you use a sleep timer, then I'll stop talking. If you don't, I'll be here talking on and on and on and on. If you pay for the show, I'll be talking. If you listen to the ad-supported version of the show, I'll be talking. I'm here to the very end. It means you can listen, but you don't have to listen. You could fall asleep, but there's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm here to keep you company and distract you, to be your boyfriend, your boar bud, your boar bae, your boar bestie, your neighbor, your boar bee, your neighbor, your boar burr, your boars, your boary, your boary. That's a new one. It just popped in my head. I mispronounced something. Boar burr, boar cuz, boar sib, boar bruh. So whatever, I'm here to be your boyfriend and to keep you company and take your mind off stuff. So those are a couple of things. The other thing you need to know is about the structure of the show. The structure of the podcast is very intentional, so it can benefit the most amount of people it can. I mean, it already starts out, it doesn't benefit everybody because some people start. If you already loathe the show, we have a website. I forgot to mention that. sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou. So if you can't stand the show, there's other sleep podcasts and sleepy stuff on there. And then you just find something else that maybe will help you fall asleep. You still deserve a good night's sleep. So even if you don't like me, that's what majority of people do. Check that out. Structure of the show. The show starts off with a greeting. Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. So you feel seen and welcomed in. And you say, I might listen to that podcast. Then there's support from sponsors so that the show, paying for the show is optional. So if you don't like the support, then you can do that through a subscription or through a referral program. But for most people, that's worth it for them. They just listen to the sponsors and some people support sponsors. Then there's an intro, which is separate from the support. And it is a 15 to 25 minute show within a show. Meant to ease you into bedtime. And that's one of the strongest emails I get is the intro isn't that, but the intro is a show within a show. It has nothing to do with the sport, recorded separately. But the intro is for regular listeners, their favorite part of the show, except for the people that skip the intro, which is cool, right? Because the intro is kind of time we hang out. As we're easing into bedtime, just like a call with a friend and you're doing some chill activity or you're getting ready for bed or you're in bed getting comfortable. If you so choose, you could start the show 20, 30 minutes. You could subscribe to the podcast and get story only versions. But for most people, and this is just what I've seen through all the writing around sleep and my own personal experience. Is having a wind down time really works for me most of the time. And it's something I enjoy unrelated to sleep. So it's something I enjoy in the evening at bedtime is winding down. Okay, then after that, after the intro support, then there's a bedtime story to now be our dull interactive immersive experience. And then there's thank yous at the end. So it's the structure of the show. That's why I make the show. I'm really glad you're here. I work really hard. I yearn and I strive. So thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we're able to do this for you for Free Choice Week. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from season eye allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Air Doctor. There's an Air Doctor humming in the other room right now. You can't hear it, but I know it's there. And I know it's going to be smoky season here in the Bay Area. Not to mention they live by a freeway and a cement plant. And so I love the peace of mind and the easy use that the Air Doctor brings because it just works. It's one of those things, it just works. And you may hear me say this, and I mean it. I love my Air Doctor because Americans spend 90% of our time indoors. We take about 20,000 breaths a day. And according to the EPA, indoor air can be as much as 100 times more polluted than outdoor air. And just in my house, that's about 60,000 breaths a day between my daughter, my dog, Koa, and I. And I'm so happy. Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold so my lungs don't have to. Neither do your lungs. And the things I love about Air Doctor, one, it has a night mode where you could turn off all the lights. It has auto mode or you could set the fan speed for what works for you. And I like to have my hair cleaned everywhere. In my room, in my daughter's room, and upstairs in our living room. I really believe you'll love it as much as I do. And they have a bunch of amazing options too now. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. So head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code SLEEP and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. And exclusive to podcast customers, you will receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AirDoctorPro.com and use that promo code SLEEP. Thanks, everybody. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots. This is kind of, every once in a while I get, it's happened a few times lately, though I forgot what the other one was, where I get this, like a new genre of show, or a twist on an old genre. But oh boy, is this an exciting imaginary opportunity. And I know I already have 3 ideas for this style of episode, so you'll be hearing a few more and even trading ideas back and forth with somebody. Without further ado, you'll hear Scoots trying to parse out some stuff. So just imagine you're there watching Scoot's record of the Climate Closet shortly in a parallel world. But I just want to set it up because, hey, good night. Thanks for listening to the show. Okay, so, all right, I'm recording, and now I'm having trouble finding the notes. So whoever's going to be listening to this, this is Scooter, and I this seems like a very, I'm just going to do my best with all these recordings, and I have everything I need. And I know you're virtually going to take me there now to experience, because I thought that would be the best arrangement. So right now I'm trying to log in using this login you've got. And so soon I'll be virtually there. Then I'll start recording. And I kind of understand the character I'm playing, I guess. So, yeah, like... And, yeah, I guess I'm looking forward to it. Okay, so I have everything pulled up now. Okay, so, I'll take it away and, you know, if you need anything else from me, okay, I'm, okay, ready. And, this is, take one of one. Ah, yes. Hello. Hello. Welcome to the Wildy Wonga experience. Now, remember, you say that very fast, and spelling is not important, but I am here, and I am your host. I'm not famous, but I am here guiding you through the Willy Wonka experience. It's like, it is, well, oh, yes, we do have to disclose, it is spelled Wildewonga experience. But around these parts, we say Willy Wonga, Willy Wonga. So welcome to the Willy Wonga experience. You've purchased your tickets, and soon you will be transported to a world beyond imagination. And you could take wishes or take a step, whatever you wish. Now, we do want to remind you here that beyond that it's actually called the Wildy Wonka experience, that this experience that you'll be experiencing is it mostly takes place in a very special theater. Though you're physically here with us at our first event here in Scotland, we know some of you have traveled with your families and you're very excited. We're also excited to introduce you to a new type of theater you may have never experienced. And this is a type of theater anyone could experience from anywhere in the world. And I'll tell you a secret as the caretaker and guide point, but not responsible at all other than for telling you this. Of the Wildy, you know, of, oh, the new type of theater you'll be experiencing today. And it's a special kind of theater because it's called, now, oh, I was saying, it's a kind of theater you could experience whether you're young or old, whether you're here with us in this treasured place in Scotland and you have a ticket for admittance here or in one of our future locations. Not only is this theater something special, it's something magical, and it is different than what you expected. I will say you may have come here expecting a more traditional kind of immersive theater, the kind that's drawn for you. Maybe you saw it. Now, those posters that you saw, the marketing materials as they're known, you know, those aren't part of the theater. Those are but a entryway to this theater. And what else is special about this theater? None of it is in the notes here, but other than to take some time. Because you may feel like you're in a queue line, a very traditional queue line like you might find in a bank. that, oh, those are just Q stands with the material that separates the Q and guides you through. You may hear just a cement, you may just see a cement floor and you wonder, where is the cobblestone? Well, I can tell you that this cobblestone is right beneath your feet. Oh, we're so excited. And your host, the great Willy Wonka, is very happy to have you here today. For you hold in your hands a special golden ticket. And you might say, one, who are you? What is your name? But two, I don't hold in my hand any ticket at all. I or someone else has a digital ticket on the digital device. And I did read somewhere, and I say, you already have a golden ticket in your hand. Can't you see it there? Just pause and slow down. Now, there's a thing about this theater. At first, you know, you may, if you're holding hands with someone, or you could even touch a finger out to the queue line, or just make sure both your feet are on the ground, you could close your eyes for a moment. And some would say that this type of theater is only consumed with your eyes closed, but that is just not accurate. That is just not part of the magic that you're about to join us in. In some sense, you could say that your 45 to 65 minute experience has already begun, even before your ticket has been checked. That laughter was optional, it says here. But oh boy, are we excited to have you as part of this theater. So again, close your eyes if you wish. And the part of this theater is based on, well, not pure imagination. I don't even know what that even means. This experience is mostly imagination. In the spirit of Willy Wonka, of course. It has been translated in other forms of art and theater, including marketing materials, which are themselves an art form or a usage of art in a form. You might even say, your voice changes, your intonations. And I say, oh, yes, for I am going deeper into this theater, which has all the depth and no depth at all. You might even say, it sounds like you're just making this stuff up to buy time. And I'd say, no, I'm leading you gently as you go through the queue. Your queue time is estimated to be a proportion of this experience, somewhere between 14 and 20 minutes. And I will be sure the time is filled with a preparation and an understanding. Here's the thing. They did this once, not too long ago, and it didn't go well because they hadn't prepared people. When people experience this type of theater without being prepared for it, without the ground being set, without you being led by your hand like an usher. You could call me an usher now, not the usher from the Super Bowl. Oh, no. I am but a guide. But here's the best part, and this is the truth. Whatever this is, Unlimited Experience Marketing LLC Incorporated had me state, by the way, I'm just doing this work for hire. They had tried this before. The best news, is that you can take this theater with you when you leave. In fact, this will be a grab bag and your takeaway gift that was promised. It will be something that while I laugh because of the irony, they don't know that you will take this gift with you in your heart. And for some of you, it will be there forever. And then maybe you could, take people on their own interactive immersive experience, but here's another layer, whether grandmama or the children, or, you know, whoever you are that are listening to me now, you've already been to this theater many, many times before. Now, let's just take an example here. In Scotland, you have sporting things, right? Oh, boy, does Willy Wonka love sporting. You know, not just the sporting of creating the greatest chocolatier, being the greatest chocolatier in the world, or of creating an immersive experience that will begin, as I check my time, in somewhere between 3 to 7 minutes. Though this time is, you know, again, this time is part of your experience. We are experiencing something together, you and I. Oh, yes, we are. But I want you to be able to have another experience and remember this experience. But remember, you've been there many times before. This theater has a special name. I wonder why they never called it they didn't use imagination. But here's the thing. I was thinking of, oh, yes, you're sporting around the sports you do and the sports Willy Wonka loves. Willy Wonka. Sorry, my producer here from whatever this is called, International Fun Experience. Oh, they said their company is not called International Fun Immersive Experiences. It's spelled F-U-N-G, Fung. No fun is, yes, don't worry. The two of us, whoever's, you that's listening to me, and I who's talking in your ear, I am your friend. Despite my contractual obligations, I'm going to guide you in the use of this special theater, and you could take it with you. Now, you know, maybe you purchased a ticket yourself, maybe someone in your family did. Maybe they'll have expectations that aren't quite met today or in the future, or if past experience tells us anything. But I don't know. I think that, honestly, today you could have a very special experience, because it's been my experience that this type of theater is a shelter, is a world, is an opportunity, is a land, is a universe. It has feelings. It has emotions, which may be the same thing as feelings. It has the future, it has the past, it has the present, it has unknowns, and it does truly have magic. And that's why we are so happy to be almost in a chance where we could take your ticket for today for your experience, which has already yet begun, and unleash you to whichever parts of the opportunities don't have lines that will use up all of your time at the experience. But even waiting in line is yet another opportunity for me to keep an eye on the time. They said, keep an eye on the time. This has to use up all the time in line. Though you may repeat this track. I think they may have it so it will auto-repeat if you're in line for longer. So hello again if you've been repeating this track. You're really learning a lot about this theater soon. Well, here's the thing. You're already an expert imaginator. You know, they have it's not the Imagination Station. Oh, boy, was that something, the Imagination Station. That was something, I can't take time, but I think there was recently a documentary about it. You could find out more. Now, when you were coming here by train or car or bus, do you take lorries? Oh, I was supposed to be talking about sports, the producer saying. What was I going to? Oh, so that's one place you may have seen sporting on the television or your big screen TVs, but you may have also heard it on the radio, where people are talking. But yet somehow you are seeing sports, you know, like the lollipop lick-off or, you know, the great sticky stick-up, stick-down, you know, the dewdrop dance-off. All these are the Willy Wonka's favorite, some of the favorite things. But you may have seen people in your family. Maybe you're someone in the family who's listened to those sporting things. You've been there. Maybe they've even referred to it. It is called the theater of the mind. But I'll be honest with you, as someone who loves to go to this theater, who loves to be taken to the theater too by others' voices, others' written tales. Did you know when you're reading something too? Technically, this is not just the theater. This is the theater of the mind, is immersive experience. And, we are here to capture enchanting moments in this immersive experience with Wildy. So here's the opportunity for your first experience as we get closer in this queue to your time to enter some of the magical realms that I will introduce you to before, so you have a context to draw from. But you have your own well, and the water in your well, while similar to mine, is much, much different. So let's use that with your golden ticket. The first thing to do is not even look at the ticket, but feel it in your fingers. What is the ticket? Is it paper? Is it like a foil? Does it crinkle? Is it stiff? What happens when you run it between your fingers, the ticket? What shape is your ticket? Oh, what a shape to have a ticket in. How wonderful in your hands. Oh, yes. And what color gold is it? Golden tickets come in many gold. Gold, there's many shades of gold, so they say. And there's not just one gold ticket, but you have the only gold ticket that's important to us right now. How does it feel? Here's a question I'd ask you right this moment as I'm asking you this question. Does this ticket smell like chocolate to you? Or is it the chocolate of the factory? Wildy Wonga's factory in the air, you're smelling. As you're getting closer and closer to your interactive experience here with Wildy Wonga. A chocolate experience, we say. Oh, yes. What is it? Is there writing on your gold ticket? Does it have your name on it? Oh, that's your, what's your name? Oh, yes, yes, yes. I do see that. Yes. Do you want to show it to me? Yeah. The lights that are lighting somewhere where you are, how do they affect your ticket? Are they reflected in your ticket? Do they make it like, what happens if you bend your ticket? Now, you may have the experience, even though this ticket is only a part of our theater, and you get to take it home with you, like the entire theater. Have you ever been to a theater before where you take the whole theater home with you? So when you think about it, when you leave today, you say, I was promised a very special gift grab bag from Willy Wonka's chocolates. Remember, you take an entire theater home with you. It could be full of Willy Wonka's chocolates. They're letting me know I'm not pronouncing the name correctly every third time. But you and I know this is only part of the theater. Sometimes there's a fool at the theater, and maybe it's me. But I'm here, and yes, it's time to take your golden ticket and make sure it's verified that it's not all part of old Slug Slug. Slug Slug? That doesn't sound... Slug Slug, the competitor chocolatier, who would have all of Willy Wonka's chocolates taken. Now, you may have heard when you were preparing for your trip here about many special things you'll be seeing today. And you may have even heard that you've seen images showing you what to expect. Now, those images were just for marketing. They were designed by artificial intelligence. Here's the thing. I don't know the answers. I don't believe artificial intelligence at this point could take part in this theater. And so we could feel sad for artificial intelligence so that it cannot come with us. And that is why you won't see those images here today or anything resembling those images at all. For they never exist. Well, what a question to ask, though. What would a theater of the mind be? Well, we won't. So I wanted to just touch on some of the things you may have thought you were going to see. But the wonders you'll see will be much, much different, of course. Now, of course, you heard about a Garden of Enchantment. It may be in different productions of things where you heard about Willy Wonka, that you heard about it, that it starts in a Garden of Enchantment with, giant lollies and mushrooms made of curd. You know, maybe even talking, edible things, teacups filled with sweet, sweet nectar that you could eat, magical, you know, things they say, whoa, that's surprising in a magical way. Things that, you know, you take a look in a book or whatever, not reading rainbow things, but a lot of rainbows. These things will make you establish wonder as a part of your tour of this chocolatey experience. Now, here's the thing. There is something tangible to this, and this is where you're entering now. See the rainbow above us. It may seem just like a rainbow of balloons that were purchased recently at a grocer, at Aldi, or what is it called, Tesco? But no, these are not Tesco rainbow balloons. I was told I couldn't say that, but I did. They aren't. This is the entrance to the theater that you are already in. Oh boy, how could that be, you ask? And I tell you because it's magic. And there, beyond the archway, at first it looks like an open floor and an open sky above you. Yes, an industrial sky, maybe more modern and warehousey than you would expect for Willy Wonka's the factory. But no, if you listen, you may hear one Bluetooth speaker in the real world playing a song on loop over and over again. Wait, do you not hear somewhere out there the song of, oh, wait a second, who is that coming towards us? Is that Willy Wonka? How you said it. Is that whom you are, oh, did they just take a tumble and tip the cap to you? Oh, yes. Are they smiling at you? So welcoming, so happy to see you. Oh, is this experience not worth every penny? Oh, my goodness, is that the Willy Wonka? It may be. What an opportunity. Oh, my goodness. Willy Wonka just whisper to you? My word, you don't have to tell me. But did you hear the words? Or maybe you did. Maybe it was magic. Maybe you'll hear them later. Ah, yes, we could cross through now that we've met the greatest chocolatier in the world. Excuse me while I brush these tears from my eyes. A sense of wonder has stirred my heart. This may be the most poetic thing I'll say all day, but it's true. Watching you and Willy Wonka. See, there, I think I only have to say the name correctly 26 times as a part of it to fulfill my contractual obligations. So if I say it 78 times, that will probably have me covered. And I've already covered the takeaways, which are, because, you know, they say that in certain parts of Willy Wonka lore, there are everlasting things. But, you know, the everlasting gobstopper, how it lasted so long, it was the theater of the mind. It was the imagination of children. Or children at heart like you, yes. So I want to welcome you to the Garden of Enchantment. Now you'll see with your non-theater eyes, scattered around on what seems like a dusty floor, something very special. Now those may just look like jelly beans scattered on the floor, but oh no, I can tell you they are not. Oh, those are special beans. Now, those are delicious beans. We don't suggest eating them because they have been on the floor, but we do suggest collecting them. Now, and then, like, returning them before you proceed to the next part of the experience. For here's the thing. You say, well, why can I eat these beans other than they've been on the floor and maybe some people have stepped on them? And they may have bought them in bulk from who knows where. Oh, are these magic beans? No, but there's a magic that's needed for these beans. This was one of those silly, silly moments. Now, we all know that Willy Wonka is helped by the Oombas, right? I don't have to say that one correctly. And the Oombas, are the real brains, and they're the ones that really make the chocolate happen. But sometimes silliness abounds, and this is where these beans are from. This is why we need your help so much right now. As you go through, oh, what is that you see in the enchanted garden? What is that made of? Oh, yes. Oh, what do you think it tastes like if you could lick that? Don't lick it for real, though. But in your mind, is that a lolly? Is that your favorite flavor, lolly? Whoa. Oh, yes. What would be you see that one over there? No. Over there, it's just growing up. It looks like some sort of tall grass. Those are the savory stalks of, what do you think a savory stalk would taste like if you pulled one off and ate it? What would a savory mean? Well, like, a savory pie? What is a savory pie? A pie that is not sweet, like a gravy. Gravy and mash, I don't know. You believe it or not, I'm here with you. But they wouldn't pay for me to come there. They would only virtually carry around a camera so I could be there with you. So I even have ventured where you are now. Only in the special theater of the mind. Oh, it is good to be here with you. So good to be here. Oh, so the funny story I was telling you, but the Zumba Loombas is, sometimes they have to carry sacks of beans. These are special flavor beans, the beans of many flavors. To flavor things elsewhere, not chocolates, but candies, of course, and also to feed to the many bean eaters deep within some place where we won't be visiting today. You know, their body heat, they don't talk about this, but their body heat is what melts the chocolate because it's slow melted by the many, many, many flavor bean eaters. They live, they're special. They weren't even written about, so secretive. If old Slugger knew about those, wouldn't matter, because where would you acquire them? The giant, like friends in many, what would a giant being whose body is warm like ours? Have you ever held chocolate in your hand too long? Yes, of course you have, just like I have. Isn't this garden enchanting, us here talking about this? And, just the two of us side by side as you pick up beans, that deep somewhere in this magical factory, just like chocolate is melted in your hands, they are warming things, sugars and creams and things, so that it can become chocolate. I don't understand. I'm not a chocolatier. You might say that doesn't make any sense. Are you sure that playtime, fun, interactive experiences isn't just melting chocolate they purchased from 5 Halloweens ago? I'd say, I don't know what you're saying at all. But I would say, what do you think? What color? Purple, gold, green, pink, any color at all. What colors do you think they would be? Would they have spots or not? Yes, I believe that's funny. Yes, what do they look like when they're smiling at you and saying, hello, my friend? I'm just here being myself, and my body is warming the even keeps the factory warm. Now, some might say that it's not very warm in here because there's no heat at all. But that's just to keep you ready to so go ahead and collect those beans because they were left behind when the silliness of sack races was. Have you ever been in a sack race before? Well, get ready because you can go in one right now. Do you wish to collect more beans, or do you wish to join me in a sack race against an Zumba? Oh, yes, there they are lined up. They love sack races, the Zumba Zumbas. Okay, here's your sack. I'm handing it to you now. Oh, yes, it is a burly, burly sack. Now, the thing is that, okay, get in your sack, yes, and we will start hopping. I will get real. We're just warming up right now. Good job warming up in that sack. Now, if only they had hired me for the first round, I think this would have been a resounding success. Maybe they should even give me a bonus, even though this is an imaginary transaction. To think we're doing this theater within the theater, my friends, is amazing. Okay, so get your sack ready. Okay, now, do you have two hands on your sack? Now you are able to hop and pull your sack at the same time. Well, you seem to be a sack racing expert, if you don't mind me saying. Could you give me some tips? Oh, that is a good tip. We may beat the Zumba Zumbas yet. Now on your mark, get set. Let's go. And the Zumba Zumbas are going. Now, if you'll notice, the Zumba Zumbas always forget to fully empty the beans out of their sacks. Oh, you're so far ahead, it doesn't matter. But if you look behind you, they also, when they're scraping, they're not as good as you at hopping. It's just something about their nature. They're always thinking about how can we improve the efficiency of making chocolate, but they're also very forgetful when they're having fun. So they're both distracted about how to be the best Zumba Zumba they can and having fun. And so they scrape up the sacks and the beans spill out everywhere. And Willy Wonka said, can we get these beans cleaned up, please? This should take up some time in this experience. And so it has. And you've gotten the beans. You've won the sack. Did you know? Oh, there's, look at up there on that balcony up high. No, yeah, okay, where do you see the balcony? Yes, yes, up there, above the chocolate, is that a chocolate waterfall I'm seeing? No, it's beyond the ceiling, up there in the, that's Willy Wonka waving at you. Sack racer of the year. Sack racer of the world. Okay, now it is time for us to go to the next place on our tour. Now, this is a special place. This is a laboratory. A laboratory where labor takes place. And you could even see the signpost here written in, could be, you know, easily erasable because of the silliness that could take place. The laboratory of imagining. So, this is very exciting here. And, you know, some may say this doesn't look like a laboratory at all. And they may say that just looks like a table. Is that a Zumba Zumba up there behind the table with beakers and what are those things called? Tubes and vials and swirly swirl. Those are swirly straws. Of course, you and I know, you know, the adults at heart, they may have not taken a second to realize the power of swirly straws. You know, they may not know that each swirly straw for each turn is a turn deeper into the realm of imagination. And this is where we get to participate in the laboratory of imaginations, for in front of you at this next table is an opportunity to help increase the level of imagination here in the thing. Now, this, in each of these are special beakers. Some may say these are just red cups from America. And I would say that they don't know. They've never been, you know, you know what I know, right? Don't judge a cup by beaker by its, that it's cloaked in a red plastic cup. Now, this is the largest investment made here for this experience. Now, you don't get to take any of this with you physically, but of course, as I've told you, forever it will be with you. But this is an exciting one for this. So you get a swirly straw. Now, remember, now, in a traditional, you know, everything's different here at Wilde Wonka's Factory. I forgot to tell you that, but you already knew it, right? Expect the unexpected here at Wilde Wonka's Factory and greatest chocolatier in the world. So don't, now, these straws are for blowing, not sucking. Even though straws traditionally for sucking, this is a special bubble creating dish swap. It's French, dish swap. And each one has a different color. Can you see in within the theater? Don't know how they didn't come up with what is that called? Couloiring de food, you know, but. This is dish swap, and it's a special thing. These each bubble. So here's where the magic takes place. You blow into the straw. You may want to wipe the straw off with those wipes there. That's good to have those at least, you know. Now, you'll blow. Now, each turn, now you may want to take some time here and look at your straw. And imagine the color of your straw. Is your liquid different than the color of your straw the same? Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense to me. Now, remember, each turn of the straw is a different layer and depth of imagination. So how many turns does your swirly straw have? Could you even count? And then each, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7. Okay, you're counting that one. 7. Okay, 9, 10, 11, 12. I would say I agree with you. Top and bottom. Would top and bottom inside? Does each straw, because it's a circle? Interesting. Okay, can we just agree on a number? Okay, 82. I agree with you. So each bubble that you blow will have eight. Imagination to the 82th power when used in the production of chocolate or other, you know what I mean? No. Wilde Wonka is not taking your imagination. You're supplementing the factory's imagination with your bubble blowing through the special straw. So you're not actually doing any work for, you're contributing your own magic here. As a part of the experience. Oh boy, isn't this laboratory a laboratory of imaginations? Because that's exactly what we're doing. So they can't even say technically there was no laboratory of imaginations, because within this laboratory, we are amplifying imaginations for the use of making the greatest chocolate in the world. Oh, what a moment. Now, that was quite an experience. Now, I don't want to say that the next thing is my favorite thing. Oh, I know you may be wondering, where's the chocolate? And I'd say, technically, the chocolate in this factory is under production. So, you know, this is a this is a working chocolate factory. You know, Willy Wonka is not a this is an operation. And just like if your family, you know, you someone in your family is preparing dinner, you can't eat dinner while they're preparing it. Obviously, you know that as well as I do, right? So, of course, you're in agreement with me that it wouldn't make any sense to have chocolate at a chocolate factory while the chocolate is being made, just like you wouldn't have dinner while your dinner is being made in your kitchen, right? You wouldn't just, I mean, maybe you would, but you would say, who is that person? You're eating dinner, but the dinner's not finished in the kitchen while it's being made. No, 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 no. And so that's why there's no chocolate here. Just wanted to point that out, because this is my favorite, because I don't want that sense of waiting to get in the way of this, because this is the moment I've been waiting to share with you. This is where the theater of the mind, this theater, is become, this is my, I don't know why it's so special to me. I don't think I'll cry again like I did when I saw you with Willy Wonka. But there, you know, there again, there's some of the Zumba Zumbas waving at you too. Now, you may have seen this referred to in the marketing materials as the tunnel into the twilight. Was that the tunnel into the twilight? Oh, boy. At the end of the tunnel, twilight and such things. Or whatever they say. And, you know, some of you may even be saying this perfectly normal before, if you're not fully in, this is just a brick wall. Oh, yes, 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 it is. Yes, it is. Oh, it's just a brick wall, of course. Of course it is. Of course it is to most. But no, no, no. I want you to reach your hand out. Put both your feet on the ground. Okay, now lift up one of your feet. Oh, I thought you were going to lift the other foot up. That is wild. That really says something about you. Okay, now, both feet back on the ground again. Okay, pick up another foot. We're having fun now, aren't we? Not thinking about that tunnel of twilight, because this wall is so much more than just a tunnel. Because it's a wall. It's so much more. So put both your hands on the ground. I mean, your feet, I'm sorry. Oh, you put both your hands on the ground. You showed me. Now, I want you to reach one of both hands out to the brick wall and put them against the wall and start to feel it beneath your hands. Do you want to lean in or just rest your hands against the wall? Wait a second. Are you hearing something from your hands? What are you hearing? Can you hear through your hands? Wait a second. What does it feel like under your hands? Really, tell me, because I'm not there. I can't do this. You get to do such an exclusive experience. Here I am, watching you touching the wall, but I can't touch it at all. So I need you to tell me. Those like things in between the bricks, what do they feel like? Oh, and the bricks themselves, are they soft? Not soft. There's no such thing as soft bricks, are there? Okay. Can you hear the factory? Can you feel? This is why, really, because this is where the true tunnel takes place. For the tunnel, you know, something they like to say, oh, there's underground rivers of chocolate here at the factory that aren't a part of the tour. this giant friendly creatures whose body heat warms the factory. There's also giant ones whose exhales clean out the air. Now, if you put your hand against this wall, I think you could feel some of that. Go ahead and slow down. Start to quiet and slow things down. And really get sensitive. Can you sense that underneath your hands, that somewhere this entire factory is breathing itself? Can you feel that beat? There should be a steady beat if you really pay attention. I'm contractually obligated to keep talking, but if I had stopped talking at any point, or if you really feel it, if you really let your hands feel the brick wall, you'll feel something, you'll sense something, you may even feel it within you. That is the power of your connection to, and that's why this is a tunnel to the twilight, the area of the twilight, because you're feeling the soft breath and heartbeat of the entire enterprise of Wildiwanga. Oh, that heartbeat of all our friends, of all the Zumba Zumbas, of everyone here. And can you feel that? What is it saying? It's like saying, I'm glad you're here. It's great to see you. You're the greatest sack racer I've ever seen. That's why I gave you the golden ticket. It was a pleasure to see you. It was a pleasure to have you here today. I know maybe this is the captivating entertainment you were promised. And maybe things were misspelled with the intentions of misspelling them. But you got captivating friend to entertain you, to teach you how that now, if you really feel it, if your hands are really in touch with the wall, you are connected to Wildiwanga. The smile, the joy, the silliness of the lost rules. They lost those beans during the sack race. It was a good thing you were here. It really was today. The fact that you came all this way and you weren't one of those people just that take things at face value based on what is marketed to you and what the website said you to expect. You knew to expect more. You knew you would get, truly you're getting much more. I mean, I think that even what the creators intended, but you may say, I didn't see any chocolate. I didn't actually, well, we know you saw Wildiwanga. We know you saw those Zumba Zumbas. We know that because of this special tunnel, it's a tunnel from your heart to the factory's heart, to the heart of Wildy, to the heart of every Zumba Zumba, to every heart of every chocolate lover, anywhere in the world, to even Timmy. Can you imagine you're connected to Timmy's heart even? Who's Timmy? You're funny. And everyone else, of course, everyone else in all the realms, feel it in that wall. You're touching the wall, and the wall is touched by you. Do you know that? Can you imagine how that wall feels right now? That your touch is making it feel good. That it's feeling your heartbeat, and it's feeling yours. And it's saying, happy, 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 happy. You came today to experience our experience, to be immersed in interacting with the wall, with the beans, with the sack race, with Wildy, and all those things. What a day we've had, the two of us. Or if there's other members in your party, they may have had an experience too. What a joy to have you here. I mean, the fact that we could come together and touch this wall, and you could touch the wall for me, Maybe there should be a show touched by a wall. If walls had a show, they would say touched by a child. Instead of, because there was a show touched by an angel, I think that's what I was getting at. But I can't say, I can say that another tear is rolling down my cheeks. Our time has come to a close. I think we're even giving you a little bit of extra time than was promised in the brochure, which, had to be at least 45 minutes counting. When you first entered the first doorway or the parking area, but we've given you so much more, but you've given me so much more, and everyone here so much more. And here's the thing, this experience or any other experience, you can always find this hand on a wall, hand in some mud, hand in a rock, eyes closed, eyes open. Reading a book, listening. Do you ever think the birds are out there telling each other tales? Have you ever thought about listening to the birds telling each other tales? Did you ever wonder if water was talking? Did you ever take the time to listen? I have not, I'll admit it to you, but now seeing you and your heartbeats and the heartbeat of this factory united as one, I am transformed, and I think that we all are, and we should remember that, maybe this seemed like it wasn't what we expected when we, looked at everything and got our tickets to come here, and what was told would be here, but you've even been explained, why isn't there chocolate at Willy Wonka's chocolate factory? But it makes perfect sense, does it not? So once again, I hope, here's the thing. We'll be offering other experiences soon. I know soon we'll be going to many, I don't know if you're a fan of any particular offices or even a special island, but if you're a fan of either one of those, those are our next stops. Ticketed, of course, ticketed. I'm so glad to have had you along today and to teach me what this theater is really all about. It has been my honor. Twice tears have rolled down my cheeks because of your listening and your ability to join me on this journey. And so, at the end of this twilight tunnel, I say goodnight to you, but not goodbye, for soon, I hope to see you again soon. Thank you on behalf of Fung, what is it called? Amusement Fung? Fun, it looks like fun. That G is smaller than the F-U-N. Okay. Well, good night anyway, from Willy Wonka and the Zumba Zumbas and all the friends here at the factory. You are the greatest sack racer in the world. Good night.
All right, I want to thank everybody that moved over or joined Sleep With Me Plus recently. Thanks to Nancy, Eric, and Evan. Thanks, and good night. John, Jean, and Adam, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Christy, Leanne, and Zany. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Adam, Andrew, and Richard. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Sasha, Raphael, and Lewis. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. David, Catherine, and James. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Sarah, Celeste, and Kevin. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Kathleen, Jess, and Viviana. Thanks, and good night. James, Sarah, and Laura. Thanks, and good night. And Jamie, Sean, and Kathy. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Thanks, everybody who supports the show directly on Sleep With Me Plus or used to on Patreon or on Apple Podcasts. And thanks, everybody who supports the sponsors, takes free trials, checks them out, or buys merch like sleep phones. It's never comfortable for me to point all this out or do this stuff, but I just love making the show and know all the people who benefit. So I really appreciate those of you that do take action to support the show, especially people who can't afford to support the show but are out there as part of the referral program, sharing I really appreciate that too. So thanks and good night. All right, but this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month. And what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only. And then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is I think this is the 10 to I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro, all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, an all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all in. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Wildy Wonka tour. that came out of like some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex, episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me. And most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists. From that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.